Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call to order our public hearing. Apologies for starting a little late this evening. Jill, would you please do the roll call?
Member Mark Moyer.
Here.
Member Dustin Engel.
Here.
Member Matt Weir.
Here.
Member Rick Demuda.
Here.
Chairwoman Susan Quirk.
Here. And our only item on the agenda tonight, we're going to let Mr. Emery take us through. Chuck, when you're ready, you may have a floor.
I'm going to do your little announcement. Although it's supposed to be the meeting room, I just want to tell everybody present that our meetings are recorded for the purpose of keeping accurate minutes. Just so that's on the record.
Thanks for
the
appreciate it.
So the original 2017 zoning ordinance was adopted by the Board of Supervisors March 28, 2017. Text amendments to that ordinance were imposed by Ordinance 692 and Ordinance 705, adopted November 2017 and July 2018, respectively. Additionally, Ordinance 709, which added regulations associated with active adult communities, I'll slow down here and say the right words, was adopted just recently, February 12, 2019. Understanding that our zoning ordinance is a living and breathing document, often changes are necessary. Township staff continues to groom the ordinance and has identified a list of additional minor modifications, corrections, and clarifications that are needed. As a result, we are proposing text amendments under Ordinance Number 713 presented this evening. These amendments are strictly to the text of the zoning ordinance and will not result in any changes in how the properties are zoned. The majority of the text amendments clarify or correct certain regulations in text. However, they also remove two uses from the Hershey mixed-use zoning district. Nevertheless, the zoning ordinance will remain substantially consistent with the goals and objectives of the 2015 comprehensive plan. In summarizing modifications, I'll reserve the discussion for hotels to the end of the presentation. Section 1 of Ordinance 713 refers to our tables, which are projected on the screen here, and show the removal of guest lodging, dining, conference facilities, and also of having hotels as a permitted use in the 08 zoning district. Section 2 relates to yard area modifications and allows the zoning officer to determine proper relationship of buildings within the district. This, as you can see, there's minor tweaks to this section of the ordinance to try and keep everything in proper alignment. The section 3 of the ordinance refers to the dashboard for the downtown, and again simply removes the two hotel uses. Section 4 modifies the parking regulations to clearly identify the fractional calculations of parking spaces will be rounded up to the next whole number. Section 5 states that the density related to master plans, the residential density, is tied to the applicable zoning district. You see, we've taken out the word base. We noticed this when we were processing the apartments over at the Pinehurst Inn, where in that zoning district, in the base zoning district, apartments are permitted at 8 dwelling units an acre. However, in the 08 district, which is what the property is in, they're permitted at 25 units an acre. So if somebody was calculating from the base zoning district, they would end up with a bonus of fewer units than would be permitted just by the overlay. Section 6 of the ordinance simply corrected a bad reference from 501 to 225. Section 7 of the ordinance corrected a bad reference of Board of Supervisors when the rest of the section refers to the Zoning Hearing Board. Section 7 corrects an erroneous, I'm sorry, Section 8 clarifies that to establish a family child care home, the dwelling that it's associated with must either exist or be otherwise permitted within the base zoning district. For instance, in the Plan Campus West, dwelling units aren't permitted by right. So I don't want somebody thinking they could do the accessory by creating a dwelling unit. Section 9 removes the conditions for the special exception of the guest lodging, dining, and conference center and simply reserves that section of the ordinance. Section 10 is about the same as Section 8, where it just addresses that accessory dwelling units can only be accessory to a dwelling unit that's otherwise permitted in the zoning district. And then Sections 11, 12, and 13 are standard language that we put into the ordinance. So to go into the discussion of hotels related to the, I'm sorry, I think it said 08 zoning district earlier, so 09 zoning district. We need to look at our comprehensive plan, the small comprehensive plan done for the downtown, entitled Downtown Hershey Plan for Continued Revitalization, the downtown core design standards, as well as development trends within the township. So in our comprehensive plan done in 2015, we broke the township, the planners took a look at the typologies within the township and classified as in what you can see on the screen as live, shop, eat, work, learn, and play. And the two areas that I really want to focus on is the shop and play categories. The shop category talks about visiting consumers, and the play categories discuss amenities that serve local residents and attract tourists.
Chuck, would you mind just enlarging those docs? I know we have them in our packets just so everybody else can see them. Thanks.
Sure. Use that opportunity for everybody. So these nature of place end up going into the typologies for the base of what the comprehensive plan took a look at. And again, here focusing really on the sense of places that relate to tourists or to that are involved in typologies 3 and 4. Typology 3 is geared primarily towards local residents, and typology 4 talks about Derry Township being a destination for tens of thousands of employees and visitors. That all then was put on a map for the downtown, or I'm sorry, for the entire township. And again, looking at typologies 4 and 3, you can see the areas they are. Blue generally represents the typology that has the play category, and the cream color represents the typology that has the shopping category. And you can see that the types then are also broken down into more of a designation for each area. So the 4 then is subdivided into other areas, as is the 3. And looking at the 4 primarily, because the 4 is the one that mostly talks about hotels and motels. This is the use matrix that was developed in the comprehensive plan. And again, you can see in section 3 or typology 3, it's not until you get down to 3.3 that it starts to talk about hotels and motels. However, in the 4 typology, it's mentioned in 4.2, 4.3, and 4.4, and also 4.5. So as we look at four so we look at 4.2, it generally states that regional community scale non-residential uses that support the township's numerous visitors is what's envisioned in there. And again, typology 4 is outside of the downtown core. 4.3 looks at regional community scale non-residential uses such as hotels in its description. And likewise, typology 4.4 looks at large scale non-residential uses And goes on to note that public sanitary sewer and public water is in place to support this relatively easily developable and accessible area, a mixture of regional, community scale, and non-residential uses. And typology 4.5 looks at the consisting of existing hospitality areas and the continuation of such uses as hotels and is an acceptable land use mix for this area. So hotels and motels are only suggested in one other area, and that's Area 3 typology for the future land use map in subset 3.3. Area 3 encompasses the Area 3.3 encompasses the Hershey and Palmdale Village area and the adjoining neighborhoods. It's a very large and diverse area of the township. Although hotels are a suggested use that could be incorporated in many of these neighborhoods, like Palmdale, within the core village of Hershey, a freestanding hotel is not consistent with the ideals for development of the village. A freestanding hotel alone. The vision throughout the comprehensive plan for development is of this area summarized within the description of subset 3.3. Which states that small-scale and moderate-scale non-residential uses that support the overall community's needs and vertically integrated mixed-use buildings. Those were the considerations used to develop the 2017 zoning ordinance. Consistent with the comprehensive plan, hotels and motels are permitted by right in the general commercial. I don't know if you can... Wow, that's really fuzzy. Are permitted by right in the general commercial district, the commercial recreation, the Hershey mixed use district, in overlays 09, 010, and 013, and are permitted by conditional use in the Plain Campus North, Plain Campus West, and Hershey mixed use zoning district in overlay 8. And again, taking a look at our overlay map, it appears that in 2017, the zoning ordinance had fallen a little short of the goal of promoting integrated mixed-use buildings in the village area that support the community's overall needs. Allowing hotels that only serve as a hotel will create voids in the walking environment by not engaging the public to continue beyond the use. This disconnection goes against the principles of the comprehensive plan in building the character of the downtown. Page 67 of the comprehensive plan reads in part that large-scale uses such as hotels should have a requirement for the requirement for the articulation of building facades for large-scale uses such as hotels, and also that to require large-scale uses to be inserted behind smaller storefronts, which would maximize commercial space in the downtown, in addition to maintaining the character of the small buildings. And that's where I was talking about that hotels, I believe, can be integrated into the downtown. I just don't think that we've done it properly. In item one, in places to consider, again, in the comprehensive plan, it talks about that the downtown has a potential to contain mixed-use buildings to emulate the traditional small town character and to provide for additional services to meet the future needs of residents and visitors. These are all building cases for a hotel, not necessarily being prohibited in the downtown, but being a part of the mixed-use building offering other amenities to the general public. When we look at downtown Hershey, a plan for continued revitalization, it doesn't really talk much very pointedly about hotels. It does mention within its goals to work with lodging operators for targeted tourist promotions and also to hold quarterly meetings with thank you, staff at hotels. There's no indication whether that's existing hotels or proposed hotels in that case. Again, within our downtown core design standards, that document is meant to provide both guidance and regulation for the development and redevelopment of the downtown. Many of the ideals promoted throughout the design standards are based in traditional neighborhood development patterns, encouraging innovation in residential and non-residential development and renewal, which makes use of mixed-use forms of development so that the growing demand for housing and other development may be met by a greater variety in type, design, and layout of dwellings and other buildings and structures. In section 8914, notes in part, all site elements should relate in regard to individual features, materials, and their arrangement so as to provide continuity along the street and to enhance the building on the site. And finally, section 8912 talks about the desire for mixed-use buildings in stating that new development should occur, new development should also consider multi-use spaces in order to diversify the land use of the downtown core and create a compact urban form that is traditional to a downtown setting. I think a few good examples of the mixed use is the Newtown Square development, in addition to existing buildings like Fenici's and Knock Knock Boutique that house more than just a principal use. In considering development pressure within the township, prior to the development of the 2017 ordinance, my department received various calls related to the placement of hotels within the township. It's always been a popular item. We did a study in 2014, which I've just updated, and I find that there are 29 legal lodging establishments within the corporate limits of Derry Township. So that's not anything out on 39 or you know, outside of what we govern. And of those 29 establishments, there's approximately, or we're estimating about 2,539 rooms available for rent. Now, within those numbers, I'm including the True Hotel, which is currently under construction. I want to make the board aware also that there is an approved plan for a 60-room hotel in the Palmdale area next to the Red Roof Inn. Additionally, the Hershey West End development project included a 140-room hotel in its planning. Just since the adoption of our 2017 ordinance, 5 hotel projects have been processed in the township, being the Courtyard Marriott, True Hotel, Red Roof Inn, Hershey West End, and Town Place Suites. Also, Ray Brace shared with me recently related to the Car Barn property, which he manages, that he has had 3 different companies seeking the property for a hotel, and he has turned them away. We've seen sketches of hotels and early development plans for property at the corner of Fishburne and Governor Road. Those don't exist in the present renditions, but they were involved in earlier ones. Dennis Bird's property along Middletown Road, I've seen sketches there with hotels. And Louis LaFrieda's property along at the corner of Middletown Road and 322 as well. Since the momentum for developing our downtown has increased since the adoption of the ordinance, it's important to ensure that it is happening in a manner consistent with our vision. So we feel like from a planning aspect that there are presently ample locations within Derry Township that are properly zoned for hotels and motels. We are not opposed to a new thoughtful mixed-use hotel being located in a village area. However, a concern exists that since a hotel is presently not required to be proposed as a mixed-use structure, we could be required to approve one or more in a fashion other than the desired mixed-use manner. For these reasons and those stated above, we suggest that hotels and motels be removed from the downtown overlay of the Hershey mixed-use zoning district. This will allow staff time to develop regulations to meet the goals and objectives noted above. And again, I'm not looking to take hotels out of the downtown forever, just to do them in a way that that is what we would envision or what we have envisioned for the downtown. While specifically not mentioned in this report, the same reasoning extends to the removal of the guest lodging, dining, and conference facilities from the ordinance at this time, so that we can take another look at those. The Dear Attention Planning Commission, at their meeting on May 5th, by vote of 2-1, recommended that Ordinance 713 be adopted without the text of Sections 1 and 3 relating to the removal of hotels and motels as a by right permitted use in the downtown or overlay of the Hershey Mixed Use Zoning District.
Chuck, just so the record's correct, did you mean March 5th, not May 5th?
I did mean March 5th, thank you.
You know, I'm paying attention to
that. Appreciate that. The Dolphin County Planning Commission reviewed Ordinance 713 at their March 4th, 2019 meeting. Within their letter, they had some concerns about us removing hotels from the downtown. In fairness to what they've written, they had a two-page summary of what the modifications were without this background reasoning that I've explained to the board tonight. So their first comment noted that there was no reason stated as to why these were being removed from the downtown, which makes it appear to be an arbitrary decision. And I think in light of what I've explained this evening, that that's not the case. They've also noted that hotels and motels have a well-established footprint in the downtown core overlay area, and removing them as permitted uses increased the nonconformity within the district. While nonconformities naturally occur over long term as things change, they should not be encouraged without reason. And I would say that under our 1993 zoning ordinance, which was only changed in 2017, hotels were an existing nonconforming use. And again, I'm not looking at completely taking them out, I'm looking at putting them back in. If they're put in with a consideration or a requirement that they have a commercial element, then some of the existing hotels would be existing nonconforming uses again. Our ordinance allows existing nonconforming uses to be extended 25% by right, 50% by special exception, and beyond that it would take a variance. But yet we allow them to be extended. The county noted that the result of the removal of hotels and motels from the downtown limit this use to the outskirts of the downtown area, patrons to downtown establishments from future hotels and motels in the township will now need to drive to the downtown, which is in conflict with the downtown walkability goals of the township's 2015 comprehensive plan and Dolphin County's 2017 comprehensive plan. I must say there's many opportunities for visitors to lodge in the downtown today, including the Simmons Hotel, Days Inn, True Hotel, Super 8, Cocoa Cottage, Fairfield Inn, and Simplicity. And walkability is beyond just a parking your car at a hotel and moving through. We're building a downtown where you can park your car once and visit multiple venues. And finally, within their comments, they note, finally, the recent establishment of restaurants in the downtown area could have been predicated, at least in part, on the expectation of patrons from nearby hotels and motels. Removal of this customer base could have a negative effect upon the continued walkable commercial growth in the downtown in the long term, and many encourage that future customer base to go some, and may encourage that future customer base to go someplace else other than Hershey's downtown area. Here again, there's ample opportunities for lodging, and I don't know, if you've been to the downtown restaurants, I think they're doing fine. Ultimately, I'll be recommending that Ordinance 713 be adopted as written. However, it's not necessary to take any action in tonight's hearing. That concludes my presentation. Thank you very much for your patience.
Thank you, Chuck. Any members of the board have any questions for Chuck this evening? If there are none, I will open up the floor for public comment. As you approach the microphone, please share your name and your address with us, and please try to limit your comments to 3 minutes or less. And as a reminder, this meeting is being recorded.
Before I start, I'd like to pass out a handout which will illustrate, I believe, my comments better. I have one for everybody.
this time. I sometimes don't remember to bring it up, but anticipating what was going on here, I have brought it up, I think, this time. Jonathan Christ. I'm an attorney here at Hershey. I'm representing AAS people who are the adjoining property owners to the proposed Town Place Suites Hotel, and I'm also a property owner myself at 226 West Chocolate Avenue. The thing that I've handed out to you is in part a reaction to my being here at the January 22nd hearing. And the comment that I heard from virtually all of the supervisors and all of the people that I've talked to is not that anybody's objecting to a hotel, and even my people aren't objecting to a hotel per hotel, but simply the size and scope of this particular project didn't fit. It doesn't fit. That's what I keep hearing. The problem here is not usage per se. It's the dimensional zoning has been corrupted, and that's the word I'm going to use. We, in particular, in three areas, we are currently allowing 85% lot coverage. Now, think about that for just a minute. We have spent the last 6 years hammering people in this township with, let's do stormwater management. You can't talk to Chuck without the first thing him handing you is a copy of his best practices stormwater management agreement. We have a rain tax. And yet we passed an ordinance that allows throughout the whole of Chocolate Avenue 85% lot coverage. That gives new meaning to the term concrete jungle. Then let's talk about 60-foot high buildings. And I've attached to what I've given you the commercial district, where it is has it really wasn't changed from the old ordinance. And everything there is 40 foot. We've got 60 foot on the Chocolate Avenue corridor. Your question is why? And perhaps my particular favorite, we reduced the side yard setbacks to 5% side yard setbacks. And when I hear that, I'm reminded of what my kids text. I'm not much of a texter, but they have this ROL, LOL, rolling on the floor, laughing out loud. And every time I hear that, that's five foot side yard setback. That's what my reaction. And by the way, the True Hotel, the proposed Town Suites project, went out right to the property line, to the 5% side yard setback, which is currently allowed in the zoning. Anybody know what this is? I'm going to do my Joe Pesci imitation here. Anybody know what this is? It's a tape measure, 60-inch tape measure. My wife uses for baking in a kitchen. That's 5 feet. That's as far as you get from the property line. They can build a building right over here, and that's the property line. Not much. As a practical matter, if you've ever been on a construction site, you can't work with just 5 feet. Heck, scaffolding is 4 foot wide. Under ocean regs, just a wooden part of your scaffolding. There's no way you can come out to the edge of 5 foot from your person's property line. The only thing that 5 foot does, as far as I'm concerned, is create a war between the property, the neighboring property owners. Now, the question I've always asked is why? And sadly, there is an answer to that. As we all know, you can't zone for a particular parcel, person, or project. Called spot zoning, and it's illegal. What we have a history of in this township is changing the zoning when we want to encourage a particular project. 6 years ago, almost to the day, in the middle of a zoning hearing, we already had testimony for a number of witnesses, and they continued the testimony, and a few days later comes an ordinance to permit fast casual restaurants to make sure that the project of the Chipotle got through. I can only envision that the reason why we have what's in the current downtown zoning ordinance was because of the need to develop what I call the post office ground, which now called the Hershey, whatever, the town square. But we had a two group of people who had gone bankrupt trying to develop it under the old zoning. And so to make sure that the current, the new people could do it, we changed the ordinance. I'm told from rumors that I keep hearing that that's where the 60-foot tall comes from. They were supposed to put two floors of residential condos above the retail that became Restaurant Row. And when they didn't get the tip from the school district, that canceled that. But that's where the 60-foot goes. And yet everywhere else in the township, it's 40-foot high. It's the only place in the township that it's 85% coverage is in the Chocolate Avenue corridor. Every place else is 60% coverage. Had this not been changed, had this ordinance not been changed, as I have described, we wouldn't be here today. Because there wouldn't be able to fit what everybody calls the projects that don't fit on these pieces of ground. They would either be scaled back hotels or they wouldn't fit at all. The problem is not with the usage, the problem is with the dimensional zoning. And I will make a prediction. If you don't correct the dimensional zoning as I have recommended, within 5 years, you're going to have no more downtown Hershey. I mean, the village of Hershey, as we know it, is going to be gone. One of the things that bothered me, and I don't know if a lot of people caught it, when they redid the downtown core district, they extended it on the south side. It used to stop at the First Street Alley behind Chocolate Avenue. They've now extended it to the other side of the alley on Second Street, which means all of Caracas is now under your downtown core umbrella, which means you can have 60-foot tall, 85% coverage buildings on Caracas as well.
Mr. Christ, may I ask, just out of respect for those who may want to comment before our 7 o'clock meeting begins, that you wrap up.
But I'm going to say that if you don't do what I recommend, within 5 to 7 years, Caracas, Granada, and Arriba are all going to be commercial, and all we're going to have is downtown Disney North. The village aspect of Hershey is going to be gone. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments.
Good evening, members of the board. My name is Dave Getz. I'm here representing Bears Creek 2, which is the proposed developer of the Hershey Town Suites property. Importantly, my client owns one of the six properties that's proposed for development. The other five are owned by another property owner that you may hear from later. But my client bought the property in the last couple of years after zoning ordinance was adopted for the specific purpose of developing a hotel. That's why it's owned by Bears Creek Hotel, too. And so my client bought that property with the investment-backed expectation of being able to develop a hotel on the property. Now, as you know, the plan's in litigation right now. And as you probably also know, we submitted a new plan today. But we believe that all the corrections and the minor things that Chuck was talking about are things that normally happen in an ordinance. And then this hotel thing just got swept in without, I think, as a direct reaction to the submittal of our plan and the denial by this board. Next thing that we heard was that hotels were being taken out, along with some technical corrections that sound like they need to be made. But you want visitors, you want people coming to your restaurants. That means you want to have people be able to park their car in a hotel and ride a bicycle, because we're going to have this extra site. People can rent a bike and ride down, or they can walk down. If you force all the hotels out of downtown and create a bunch of non-conforming uses, you force new hotels out to the fringe, people are going to eat at Applebee's, and they're going to eat at Aruba's, and I think, and they're not going to come downtown, as the Dauphin County Planning Commission apparently stated in their recommendation. When we were before the Planning Commission 1 week ago today, the comment from the Planning Commission, you don't have the minutes because they're not completed, but the phrase used was a general fairness issue to residents and businesses. That was said by two of the three members of the Planning Commission, and they thought it was just generally unfair to remove hotels as projects are moving through, and thought it would be better to develop whatever townships talk about developing with the consultant that Chuck mentioned, that he mentioned that last Tuesday as well. There was a consultant that we were meeting with, I believe last Wednesday was the first meeting.
And I apologize, it was actually today.
Oh, okay.
I apologize. Last Tuesday, I was thinking it was then, but it was today.
At any rate.
Preliminary meeting.
At any rate, that process can start and move through the process, and if the township wants to make changes, there's an orderly, as we Presbyterians say, decently and good order way to do it. But we think the way that this is being rushed through, especially apparently in reaction to our plan, looks to be a general fairness issue, and we would encourage that you do what the Planning Commission recommended, and that is adopt Ordinance 713 without the references to hotels and motels. Thank you.
Good evening, members. John Foley, Mine Road, Hershey. Excuse me. I am rising in opposition to the changes and the modifications as it relates to the hotel. As you've heard from the other speakers, it appears to be a knee-jerk reaction to a project that came forward. Many of us spoke about the comprehensive plan. We spent a number of years when I sat in those seats there. We spent years and we engaged stakeholders, community members, and various professionals as we developed that comprehensive plan and the zoning ordinance that is applied today. One of the objectives was, in fact, to dense up the downtown. That was a goal that we had both heard from our community and we set as a goal within our government leadership. That's not what's happening today. We're now trying to look back in a reactionary mode. And I really believe that it becomes somewhat discriminatory. In fact, this approach to it should be mixed use or a boutique type of hotel, if it's going to be applicable in the downtown, is really pigeonholing it. It happens to be one of the uses. A use, whether it's mixed use or it's commercial or it's business or it's restaurant, is an eligible use. It is not a required use. And that's what seems to be being proposed, is that we're going to legislate that it has to be a mixed use, where there's ample other properties in downtown that are in fact not mixed use. In fact, there's very few mixed use properties in the downtown. It's a theme and a vision, yes, but it is not necessarily applicable to all grounds. There is a lot of opportunity for other development, and this specifically is targeted and specific to a project that was proposed. It's all being veiled in this idea that we need to engage the street in what we're doing. We have a great example on the east end, in the same block, 500 block of East Chocolate Avenue, in which there was a hotel that was built. We as a township went to great lengths to make sure there was connectivity so that the resident or the occupants of those facilities could walk to the downtown. They can park their cars, walk in, and be engaging in that. The infrastructure is here. It goes back to our comprehensive plan in that we have open areas that we can fill in, redevelop, and make useful and productive and increase our tax base by the existing measures. We're not going to be able to do that. This, in all likelihood, is going to stymie any redevelopment for the West Chocolate Avenue corridor. Just really is. There's very few uses. We can redevelop this area. We have projects that are queued up. I would ask that the board engage the stakeholders, engage the community, engage the professionals before they react in a knee-jerk reaction and disallowing and changing zoning. Part of the objective in our zoning ordinance was, in fact, to create a level playing field. This takes that level playing field away. Thank you.
Good evening. Ron Lucas, I'm attorney representing PGL Realty, LLC, which is two property owners or two residents of the township for years. Purchased five properties in this area on West Chocolate Avenue, which was the subject of the plan which you denied on January 22nd, and the developer purchased the sixth property. They had purchased those properties and they were renting them out as rentals. Unfortunately, when the publicity got out about the hotel proposed, tenants moved out and their tenants are gone and they can't get anybody to move in right now. So they're in a situation where a purchaser came in, a developer, proposed a use that was by right, a permitted use, and submitted plans. Went through the process, planning commission record approval, your engineer didn't find any issues for denial, neither did your staff. To the surprise of all of us, I was there just that evening because the plan was up for a vote for my clients who had an agreement to sell the property. The plan was denied, and now appeals have been filed to court. I don't know when this terminated. I know Chuck has had some amendments to the zoning ordinance to make some clarifications, and that's inevitable after you have a new zoning ordinance. But you start a process in 2015, it appears, to do a new comprehensive plan after the last one since 91. Then you went through at least another year to adopt the zoning ordinance. It's been less than a year since you adopted that zoning ordinance, and now all of a sudden an amendment appears and goes to the Planning Commission last week. To say this is rushed is an understatement. If you spent the time to study and come up with reasoning, that should have been done in this process. It's interesting that Chuck made a presentation tonight at the public hearing, not in a study group, not starting with the Planning Commission. It's like we're justifying what we've already said we're going to do, and that's not fair to anybody. I think people have spoken already about fairness. The Planning Commission spoke about that. If business people are going to take property and develop it and use it and create jobs and pay increased taxes, they've got to know it's a fairness issue, that if a use is permitted, that they'll be able to develop that use and keep their use. Nobody wants to become a non-conforming use. That affects your value of your property. It affects when you go for a bank loan. It's just not advisable. And nobody wants to have a destruction or something you have to rebuild or go in for expansion or reconstruction of that use. That's not what anybody plans for. So when you change the rules in the middle of a process, change your rules on a developer, or in this case, our clients, we were the owners of the property who had an agreement to sell to sell it, still have that agreement to sell to sell it. And now we're out there in limbo. We just don't, this, of all the appearances of special legislation, to something that came about that was not talked about and nobody had talked to knew about it publicly on January 22nd. So somehow it appeared from January 22nd until the Planning Commission last Tuesday. So it has to be come out of the plan and be denied. So I think you start over from scratch. I don't think you just table this. I think you just say, deny this plan, let it die, this ordinance, and go back and let Chuck do an ordinance to take care of the things he wants to correct or little items, which your Planning Commission recommended to go ahead with that portion of the ordinance. Just not go ahead with the portion eliminating the hotels and motels. And then start a study. The study said hotels in the downtown, Hershey mixed use, and in the downtown. Now all of a sudden, Chuck's saying, well, that wasn't really what we intended. That really wasn't what was planned. But think about your downtown quarter. The only reason, when I represented Hershey Entertainment, and we did the where the Devon is now and the Holohans in the parking lot, the parking garage, that's the only thing that really made those restaurants work, having that public parking. If you're going to anticipate any restaurants or retail on any part of West Chocolate Avenue, there's going to be parking somewhere. There's the paved lots or another parking garage. If the hotels are in that area, then the people can park where they're staying and then they can go. They can walk on the street, they can go to restaurants, they can go to retail. But to say if this quarter is supposed to have some places for people to shop, some places for people to go, if you're going to encourage everything on the outskirts, yes, as Dave Guest said, people are going to be driving out there, that's the only place they can go to stay in a hotel and the restaurants. They're not going to patronize the restaurants downtown. And believe me, any business owner that has proposed a hotel has to be in business by May of any year. If they don't get the 3 months in the summer, they barely can survive that first year. It's a struggle. They have to have a lot of capital behind them. So these tourists that come into this town what supports a lot of the hotels, of course, and a lot of the retail and the conferences that are at the lodge and the hotel. So unless you're going to keep everybody on the outside, you have to provide for use of downtown, includes hotels. I would urge you to drop this ordinance and direct Chuck to just prepare the ordinance to correct the other items he wants to have corrected, which he must have had on his table ready to go, and start a study about hotels and motels and where you want to plan them, and the study for the downtown. I mean, the downtown was studied extensively with your new comp plan and zoning ordinance. So just urge you not to rush into this and to go back and start a study. The fact that the County Planning Commission did not have all the information a week ago yesterday shows it all. It was rushed in and no justification was provided to the County Planning Commission. That should have been the first step. Ask the Planning Commission to study this and take the time, not rush into an ordinance and then try to justify it after the fact. We ask you to let this die on its own.
Good evening, everybody. Robert Girk, 141 West Granada, lovely Hershey, PA. I'm sort of here on behalf of, I heard you mentioned Ray Brace's name in the mill for sale. They're the property owners of 515 North Shock. When we sat down a week or two ago, we were sitting and talking about the possibilities of that property. And when this ordinance came into play, it really had big concern for those guys. So they wanted me to just make a couple points on their behalf. Stating that the township will prohibit hotels and motels is inconsistent with the character of the area. We went through, Chuck went through everything. We know how many hotels are up and down and off blocks and what it has, so I won't get into that details. But changing the zoning creates an inconsistency and uncertainty in the surrounding land, how it can and cannot be used. This change limits the potential use of former industrial sites, which is their site. Not that they plan on redeveloping at this point in time, but it really hurts their value and future tax revenue with this property. People made some great points here today about the, I love living downtown. I can walk anywhere. People are drawn to Hershey for various attractions. It's important to have lodging within walking distance. Downtown shops, restaurants, we have done a great job over the last several years down here in Hershey, Pennsylvania. I'm proud to say I'm from Hershey and I'm right downtown. I love it. Hotel, banning the hotels, I think, is the wrong time. And I think and the attorney that just stated, it's a rush through process. The changes being proposed should not be approved. That's my personal opinion, not just theirs. And the proposal undermines the intent of what we talked about earlier, the comprehensive plan and the adopted zoning ordinance. And the big thing is we need stability and planning in our zoning and not reactions based on just one project. So I ask you to please think about this, start from the scratch like a lot of recommendations are. I know you have a tough job to do, all of you guys, but thank you for your time.
Hey, Steve Seidel. I'm 450 West Granada Avenue in Hershey. So I want to start with a couple of comments. Everybody getting up here, I think, so far has a business interest. Business, business, business. And business is important to this town, so I'm not going to say that that's not important. But so are the residents. And you've heard from me before. I'm not going to repeat it all, but I'm going to repeat a couple of key things. But I'm going to start first with, I've heard the word fair. It's not fair. What's fair to the residents of this community? I think that's what this board needs to be considering foremost. Number one priority is what's fair to the residents of this community. And it's not fair to the residents of this community that we have a zoning that got changed to allow 60-foot tall buildings, as Jonathan Chris talked about, and 85% impervious. And the kinds of setbacks we're seeing now that not just applies to what was the downtown. Okay, let's not fool ourselves. What was the downtown? You know, where it was Chocolate Avenue in the vicinity of Panichi's, Chocolate Avenue Grill, the Methodist Church there, the theater, etc. That has been creeping towards the other end. You've got the days and you got a couple things there, okay? But that is now with the overlay that was changed with the zoning, that now applies to quite a large area, and including all of Caracas, from pretty much one end to the other in the first mixed use zone. And that's unfair to the residents, that we may have buildings of that height, not just for hotels, but other things. So that's the crux of the matter. We need to address why that was changed to 60 feet. That's got to go back to the 40 feet it was, consistent with other parts of the township, and what would be reasonable to be adjacent to a primarily residential area, and as well as the impervious, and as well as the setbacks. So that's the primary thing here, and you know, we need to be fair to the residents. The other thing that's unfair is that affects our property values too. I'm hearing about the value of business properties. Okay, well, somebody made a big windfall on the True Hotel property when the zoning was changed. In a period of, I think it was only a couple of years' time, that property was sold for almost three times what it was purchased for from the Mets. You know, unfair. You know, that's unfair that the people living across the street from that property and in the immediate vicinity are having to stare at a 60-foot tall building, blocked out the sunlight. So, you know, I think we really got to get our priorities straight. And, you know, right, whatever was done that was inappropriate when the zoning was passed needs to get corrected. It needs to get corrected quickly. And also, as far as focus groups and all this other kind of stuff, yeah, how about some of the neighbors who live right there, okay? Otherwise, why not just put the 60-foot buildings everywhere? Let's run them down Elm Avenue, okay? Let's run them down anywhere in the township, really. I mean, you know, why on Caracas? It just seems ridiculous to me. So thank you for listening.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who'd like to share comments before we wrap up this evening's hearing? Hearing done, do I have a motion to adjourn tonight's hearing?
So
moved. Moved by Mr. Weir.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Moyer. Meeting is adjourned. Please give us a few minutes before we resume our regular meeting.